Hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of Makoti Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Makoti, Siya Tseu. If you're not a first-time listener, thanks for joining us again. We love having you. But if you're with us for the first time, wamkelekile sithandwa. Makoti, when did your husband meet your family for the first time? Today, we're talking about those initial introductions. Some parents want to know who their kids are dating and others don't. My then boyfriend, who is now my husband, only met my parents on the day ezolobola. It was his decision out of respect for my family. Today, we're joined by Mamuneliswa Ngqula and Pholiswa Sejosing, who share their experiences and thoughts on the topic. This is what they had to say. So today we're talking about parents meeting boyfriends. So should your parents meet your boyfriend? Should they know, Ubana, this is the guy my daughter is dating? And Okanye, should he only be introduced to the family when he's ready for ilobola negotiations? Okay, Mama, you go first. Hello, Mama.
Let me go first. Kuba mnandi ne poli mna, I've got 19 years emtshatweni.
Wow.
On the 3rd of November, ndizabe ndikweba i-20. And ndinabantwana 2 of my daughters are married already. So ndino son-in-law abayi 2. From my own side and my own perspective. Do you know yes and no? Ndiqale ngo no. Uno wam uthi. I don't think the reason why mna as a person I chose not to know a boyfriend yabantwana bam. It's because of my upbringing, number one. You know, Tina, from 16, there was no such liberty. Yoba umama akonga discuss na windows and boyfriends. So la upbringing, yane influence. Usobo nam endi kulisa bamga yabandwa. Leyo we cannot run away from. Number two. Okay, let me be that flexible, mom. But when I look at things, ndafumani sa into kokubana, okay, ndizakwazi boyfriend yomntana. Today, yeah, introduce a boyfriend, mama. This is Sipho, my boyfriend. Okay, hello, Sipho. Okay, fine. Usipho, manesiza apha. Tutus. 6 months down the line, no, mama, Usipho, I found out he's a bad guy. And yamyeka Usipho. Then the next month, mama, yes, Themba, my new boyfriend. Then, hello, Themba, welcome. So, ndafumani isinto kubana, no, mna, I cannot. Okokuqala, ithobi isidima sendlu yam. If kuzabakho in and out of my boyfriend in my house. Let's say I've got these 2 girls. Usheli naye is coming. No wakhe uboyfriend. Then apha kwam there is this paraffin of boyfriends getting in and getting out. And then I felt, no. My approach, yobana, andifuna ukuyazi boyfriend. When you are sure, kengokuba I am getting this boyfriend, kengoku yam. Eating Goku is ready to commit. That's when I can be involved. My boyfriend is ready to commit. Then Goku, at least dinesiza to sokubana ndibende amazu temba. So that's my approach. My yes side, because Goku ukho all these things yoba. Kukho inkohlakalo, the abuse and everything. I feel into kokubana maybe umntu angamazi boyfriend. kuba for the safety yomntana wakho uyazi ba kwenzeka ntoni na. So ngupati ka yes. But still la yes wam akakho strong as my no. Keke poli.
You know what I appreciate, Mama, it's you mentioning your background and how you were raised, because mama is turning 60 in April, and umama, she got married at 21. I think next day, this was by 40 years, but I didn't know that, but their marriage didn't work out in the early 90s. They didn't date. And Udad was in Funuk chat, and Umama had no experience of dating anyone. Umama was dedicated to the church, and it was a beautiful thing. Everyone was like, oh, Akaz Moshal Umdana, Akaz Beta Longa Bafana, this guy is saying that he wants to marry her. Oh, my internet, it's unstable. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah,
so, because of that, Umama has, oh, good. Umama has always maintained in Dubai. Ingaske umazi umuntu otshata naye, like yena, she didn't get that. And then into the marriage, she found out that this guy was not only abusive, but he also had an alcohol problem. Had she dated this guy, she would have known, or maybe not. So that has always been something that we spoke about. But in terms of meeting e-boyfriends, she was like, no, no, no. But when I started dating my now husband, I sort of pushed the idea to her, but try and drop her off and tell him one to a same tata. So yeah, so when we go back home, we would ride together and he would drop me off at home and he would come in and say hello to mama. And I could see, but like all the time I could see, but who uncomfortable sees in there. But I am forcing this, but this is the person that I'm with. And at the time I was like 20, 22, 23. We got married when I was 25. So cool. We had to play stand Godusa. He would come in and say hello to mama. And for me, I think it's important for umzali to know that, to know the person umtanake is with. Like you said, Ma, with the gender-based violence and everything that is happening, at least you want to have an idea of the sort of person that your child is with. You won't entirely know the person, but just to know, you know, I think from just, let's say it's an hour and they're at your house, you say, you know what, let's share a meal. You just want to engage and find out where this person is and their thought process. Because this is the person that will ultimately determine how your child becomes. It's either they will motivate you to become a better person, or they will derail your progress. The things that they will say to you, will they motivate you? So for me, that's why I believe, but it's important, but there has to be an age. Like you can't have a boyfriend Etile coming in. I also believe that it's important for Estima Sekaya. We can't have Abafana coming in and out, you know. I think when they're at a certain age, we can say, we need to know what's happening, Ebomin Bako. You are now, you've turned 21. We are proud of you. I didn't graduate at 21 and I'm done. You know, I felt it's time for me to force this thing. Glosses, I've got a boyfriend. And I remember asking her, and she was like, no. You need to date someone. Obviously, you set your own boundaries, but it's important that you get to know umuntu before you commit your life, because into your child, and then you have kids. And then you later discover this person is abusive. It's a bigger thing to deal with, because now there is abuse, there are children. It means injury. And obviously, and I get what she was talking from my perspective. But she was welcoming to the idea as much as she was uncomfortable. Now she knows. And I know, even if she won't say that to me, she appreciates the fact that I've seen this young man with my daughter since she was 22, and they're still together. She's 13. The language that he spoke then, usathethe izinto nangoku. So that's why I'm like, yes, come meet, even for my boys. I've got two boys, and I would love to meet the people that they're with. And those people influence them.
Okay. Do you think, ladies, yeah, Mhlawumbe, it's because abazali bethu, the idea that Usiya has a boyfriend immediately puts my mother on edge, because then if you have a boyfriend, then she's having sex.
Yeah.
Sex. So do you think abazali bethu tend to run away from lento because they think boyfriend equals sex? So umuntu akafuna ke ukucinga, oh, yini isana lam, you isana lam is having sex. Oh. So do you think
obviously, uyayazi mosiba upbringing yam is from my parents who are Christians. They are born again Christians, so that's where it starts. The first thing that you are going to be told, Danam, Corinthians 6, verse 18 to 20, flee from sexual immorality. So immediately when boyfriend struck, then ukalala sexual immorality. So that was instilled kuthi. That's why ke ngoku sivele siqonde ba, if ndithetha ngoba ke ngoku sithethe boyfriend, immediately xa ndithi sithethe boyfriend, wena mntanam uthi sine agreement no mama uba I can be involved with sex. So immediately kuthiwa boyfriend, sesiyazi uba you ucinga fanuba ndinika ipermission. Think of my child at the age of 17, sithetha iboyfriend. That means at the age of 17, funeka yena abe involved kwezi zinto. Then we end up ke ngoku sibaleka okokoko singafuni uba singene.
Okay, mama, do you therefore think mhlawumbe we should be having discussions as the honest with our mothers and our daughters? So nanawe as your daughter, but also nam no amumtana at some stage, that we have honest discussions so that we are all on the same level playing field. If city, okay, andifunu vanga ntonga boyfriend, okanye uti, you can have a boyfriend as long as we have an agreement that you won't have sex until a certain age, mhlawumbe. Then abazali bakho get to assess, as Upoli is saying, the kind of person that you are with. Get to assess the person or influencer kangaka and indlela acinga ngayo yena and the way he does things. So do you think there will be a time where we have to have discussions as injalo mhlawumbe?
I will sit down with my girl child because kaloku yena so he can be pregnant. So I am panicking. I'm telling everything. There is Polly with her boy child. Polly doesn't emphasize the fact as I am emphasizing. Then my child, umita umtana ka Polly oi boy. Ekungakhange kubekho these strict and restrictions obana. No, you can date, but no sex. Because Upoli yena ufinish ba owakumntana uyinkwenkwe is going to continue with life. Owami ntombi mna ndinexhala ba if umntana is engaged with sexual activity, she's going to get pregnant and then oba kubomi buyema. So I think lanto inida njengobutsho uba iminisha uba ngoku kufuneka sine engagement na. Yes. Both parents, a boy and a girl. Because my girl, ndiyitshile mna le nto, but udibana nalo boy. And ngenxa ebemthanda, umntana uzayiyeka laa nto besivene ngayo because she doesn't want to lose lo mntana kaPoli. And umntana kaPoli uthi, if you are boyfriend and girlfriend, we have to have sex. Or ndiyakudamba.
You know, I agree, Londo, like the conversations that mothers have with their daughters is different from the conversations mothers have with their sons. And I'm thinking about him, but the first time I used the contraceptive was after I had my first child. So ndizoqala udibana nendoctor as a contraceptive at 25. And somewhere there. But umama zange wakhe wancokola nam ngalonto. And it goes back to what you were saying, but the minute umntana a data, it's as if umzali uthi go and have sex. And it's the same thing with the contraceptives. Omnye umzali uthi umntana akhe fika kwi-age ethile athi ndizawutofisa andizothetha na, like angatshono angangena kwi-conversation yoba this is what might happen, because there isn't only teenage pregnancy to think of. There are STDs, there's HIV and AIDS. So there's a lot to think about. But abanye abazali will choose not to. Umama is that kind of parent where you are not going to even think about getting a contraceptive. You don't lay, because now it's as if I'm telling my child to go and have sex. And I feel like if there were honest conversations where then I'm, this is what this is what's ahead for you. Like my message uba ubomi bomntana oyintombazana buzotshintsha and nomtshana ona 17 ona 16 turning 17 this year. Nabantwana abancinci basekhanyeni itsho kubo ndithi, guys, I'm not saying uba ndingumzekelo wenzani njengam, but you need to get a qualification. You need to sort your life out, because once you get pregnant as a teenager, when umntana oyintombazana, your life is gonna change forever. The boy will continue having ubomi obunormal. They will go to university. They will live ubomi babo. And when they meet someone that they want to marry, abazothi ndinalo mntana. You know, umntu uzoyideclare as a by the way, but as a girl, ndinomntana endaba naye na 17. You know, it changes the whole thing. And now, if umama akho akasekho, this child depends on you. You marry this person, you say to them, dude, I need to take my child. So I feel like abazali, we need to do better. Like I said to mama, even for us, I've got boys, we need to have conversations with abantwana, but we cannot have continuation abantwana who are growing up without fathers. And it starts with you not having sex when you are a minor. Wait until you are at an age where you can take the consequences that come with having sex. And one of those is having a human that you need to take care of. So really we have to change the conversations that we have, both for the girl child and the boy child, because ekugqibeleni it takes two. And we can't be having abantwana ngo 2025 abakhula or ngo 2030 when my boys are at that age, ngo 2030 whereby they still teenage pregnancy, there is umntana ongamazi utatake because ubalekile yena and he started ubomi bakhe somewhere else. So really there has to be a change in the conversations that we have, not just hammering the same thing on the girl child, because sonke singamantombazana sixalelwa nge-pregnancy. You start your period at 13 and immediately ukuthiwa uzomitha and you're like, umntu umitha njani ndina 13? I don't even know. Ndixakwe yile yenzeka kum ngoku into, I don't understand. Kodwa nithi ndizomitha. Like, you know, there isn't honest conversations. Well, my child, this is what's happening now. This is a sign that umzimba wakho can conceive. You are releasing an egg. If you were to meet a boy and have sexual relations with them, there's going to be a child, you know. But instead, when I started my period, my sister was the one who helped me. Umama weyinkumbelengathi nenze into wrong. And I didn't understand, what did I do, you know? So my sister now has to give me pads and explain, you change it every 2 to 3 hours, you must check so that you don't leak. But my mother couldn't have that conversation with me. Now she's upset about dizomita. And now I'm a boyfriend. I don't even know how a person gets pregnant, you know. So really, there has to be a change in the conversations that we have with our kids, our parents. At least now, umdala, she's 60 and I'm 30. Nangogo, see, halfway, we are able to talk. But it's no longer about those things that mattered when I was 13. The conversation is different now. I've got my own kids. But I feel like if we had built honest conversations, I feel like as umntana okhulele faith mission sisinsiwe, and I feel like there's a lot that our parents could have given us, the conversations that we could have had. But because, you see, sikhulele enkonzweni, there's a lot of shielding that has happened. You see, I feel like in the minute when I get out, now we are discovering things on our own. Whereas I feel ubana bazali bethu should be the ones who are having those conversations with us. So that when I meet chomi zamo siya, usiya, and he visited for the first time to tell long siya. And so to, huh? Also, that's how a person gets to have a child. This is what happens. This is how you take care of yourself. And it starts with having those open discussions. I'm not saying go and have sex, but I'm trusting you and I need you to be well equipped.
What I've learned from this conversation is that our upbringings definitely influence our decisions and how we will also eventually navigate parenting. Again, there's no right or wrong way. It's up to you. And just like that, we've come to the end of today's episode. A special thanks to Mamneliswa Ngqula and Pholiswa Sejoseng for joining us and to you for listening. From me, Siya Tshewu, your resident Magodi. Until next time, bye-bye, Zithandwa.